This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
My name is Keane and I have a really fierce metabolism. You're listening to Sissy That Pod. This is your favourite RuPaul's Reaction podcast. And apologies for the episode being late this week. There was just scheduling drama between myself and my plans and Troy and his plans and time differences and flights and... Anyway, one thing, ladies and gentlemen, the episode is here, and thank you for your patience. Chris, that Irish gay, is on to talk to me about this episode of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16, about bathroom hunties. I would say not the best episode of Drag Race in the world. We're definitely getting to the part of the season where we kind of just want to get to the finale now, I kind of feel. But Chris and I got into the whole thing, the chains, the bathroom, Plain Jane's vulnerability. Chris was also at some fun drag-related London events that he can tell you about as well. So it is definitely worth listening to. If you were pining for more content during the days that this episode hadn't landed, you can head over to headstuffpodcast.com to get our coverage of UK versus the world over there. Thank you to all of those who have been signing up. It is much appreciated. It's only €5 a month and you can get all of the bonus content over there. And you'll get my eternal gratitude. But for now, please welcome to the podcast, That Irish Gay. Chris, how are you keeping? How are things in London and TikTok space?
They're phenomenal. Having the best gay time in London. You were here recently as well.
I was over to see Mamma Mia, the party, which was enjoyable.
Yeah, and your mama missed me.
I did. Mama missed
you. You're passing ships.
In the night, 100%. But I think I'm back in London a few more times, so we'll definitely meet up at some point. But yeah, how are you liking season 16?
I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I feel like Rue's having the best time. Rue's having like a giggle and a gaggle, and she's like serving some looks. I think Michelle's having fun too. It seems like they're kind of letting their hair down a little bit, and it's a little less serious sometimes.
Since we did our review for episode 2, is there any like... drastic changes to your opinion? Are you a Plain Jane stan now that you found that you have the same jacket as her?
I should have worn it for this, for the podcast, where no one could see it. I still stands, because I didn't like her at the beginning of the episode, then I started liking her.
And where do you stand on her now?
I love her. I still love her. I think she's great. Some opinions on other queens have changed slightly. I think Q's getting annoying for me. Dawn is a bit of a bitch, which I didn't come across that way initially. Saphira, I probably hadn't really like properly been a massive fan of her, but she's just been blowing the competition away. And Nymphia's just been kind of really consistent, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that all of them? Did I miss one?
No, because you've discussed Plain Jane.
Morphine. Yeah, no, actually, sorry. Morphine's really, really impressed me. Because I thought she was a little bit of a filler queen. But she's been fucking... Like, that lip sync, I know we'll get into it, but like...
It was mama. Great.
I loved it.
They got their money's worth from her on that one for sure. You mentioned Q being annoyed. After Maya's elimination, she was so vexed. She was so pressed. And the worst part of it was when Saphira was like, I love you. And she just went, yeah.
I don't know. I know it's going to be a different experience for everyone in there, and I know that like obviously us talking about it as non-drag queens as well, like it's quite difficult to like kind of put yourself in her shoes. But I just think you have to play the game a little bit. Like she's been, and like going up to her after, like is it the next day when you can have the fucking clarity of not winning and being like, right, I'm just going to turn it this time. She goes, you didn't deserve that win. Like, that was wild to me. I was like, you know you're going to get some hate for that, because like, there's just some Saphira stands out there that will come for your neck, bitch. What do you think?
And also, like, to have the... I don't know, just to be able to read the room and, like, the history of white people erasing black achievements and her kind of just, like, I just would be very conscious of something like that and saying, like, it wasn't deserved. And, like, even in the moment... Saphira, and I know they kind of address it later on, it's like you can say you disagree, you can say you would have done it differently, but like to, you know, to just absolutely strip my achievement from me is
crazy, harsh. It was really wild, especially if it was that day right after elimination. I get it, the heightened tensions or whatever, but the next day when you had time to think about like how this would affect your time on TV and your like placement within the group. I just think it was crazy.
And your relationship with a friend, you know? It was a choice.
It was a choice, wrong choice.
She did say, "I love you" the next day, I guess, which was an improvement.
I love you to someone, and they waited a day, I'd kill myself. That's crazy.
Waited
Waited a whole day, 24 hours.
day. I'll get back
One
to
business day.
you. I will respond in one business day.
That's crazy.
Okay, so the mini challenge this week was actually really fun. Like the mini challenge has sort of been, I guess, in Danger Girl for a while. But this like Tammy Faye inspired t-shirt challenge I thought was new and fresh. I say it every week, every year. I don't know why we need Norvina the robot to come in, but she was here. And it feels like she's been here the whole season because she was referencing like Jane Goodall, and she was referencing queens who weren't even in front of her. So I was wondering how much she actually sees behind the scenes.
Yeah, I feel like she's been fed some lines, maybe, because yeah, they didn't come off too genuine, or maybe that's just her. It's hard to know because she's also, as you said, robotic. But
She's
yeah,
the Ava Max of makeup.
the max of makeup. I love that. No, I thought I, you know, the challenge was really fun. I thought it was really fun. I was just trying to remember it because I had watched the YouTube 10 minutes. I've got really
Oh,
into
yeah.
doing the 10 minute YouTube first, and then when I go watch it again, I'm like, okay, I can skip this bit. So I was just trying to remember it. But yeah, no, really, really fun. I think it's really cool. And then like there is drag queens that do that professionally. Or it's drag queens and makeup artists online where they actually sell like their micellar wipe after
Oh,
they
yeah.
reprint it, and they're like £100 or something.
Oh, wow.
Which makes sense because you know you spend a lot of time doing the makeup and they do look really cool, but like I thought it was like a shout out to that, and then obviously it's the Tammy Faye thing as well. But yeah, some of them
I could
look
see
really good.
you doing one of those t-shirts.
Me, it's just really sweaty.
I ran into that Irish gay.
Just tears. Mascara
Yeah.
gone all the way down. What would your makeup t-shirt look like if I ran into
I mean,
Katie?
I don't know. I don't wear makeup. It would just be what, like, moisturizer.
What print would you leave? What would your natural face print be? Mine would be oily as fuck. You
Oh, yeah, me
know, we
too.
do that grease
Mine would be
proof paper.
mostly nose. Yeah.
That experiment in science where you put the butter on the
Oh,
brown paper, that'd be the
yeah. To
t-shirt.
prove that fat is present,
yep
exactly.
yep that's me.
Yeah, I'd run into something and the t-shirt would just go, yeah, fat is present.
Transparent.
So Plain Jane won the challenge. I personally thought Q's was the best because I felt like you could see her face in it. Do you remember who you liked the most?
I think I did like Planes. I think she went first and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool, and then the rest of them were just a bit lackluster after that because
Yeah.
I was expecting like it to be fun all the way through, and then obviously maybe Q's was, I can't really remember hers, but yeah, I remember liking Planes because I always do that as well. I do the thing where like I'm guessing who I think is gonna win. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be Plane. But yeah, it was her, so I think that's who I thought would win, so it was cool.
She also went full clown with the makeup as well, which
She
was
did,
fun.
and I think that was the challenge because you want to give the most impression on the t-shirt because some people did their normal makeup and it's like it's actually not going to leave much of an imprint. And other
Yeah,
people didn't know how to
Dawn's.
do the swatch properly because some people, like I think it was Nymphia, who was like rubbing around, and I'm like, you're messing up your work, mama.
Yeah, and Dawn kind of like Dawn's only looked like Dawn's because she chose like a gray face paint, I think. So like you were like, okay, that's not,
You're
that's like a
cheating.
Dawn face, but yeah, she did the
I
best
like
out
the
of it. But
whoever was writing the locations was
yeah,
quite
they were
funny. Yeah,
good.
they were good. They didn't need to be
Yeah.
that good. It could have been just that I wrote them too, but quite funny.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so the main challenge is bathroom hunties. They have to design a space. The last time I think they did this was All Stars 5, where they had to come up with like a hotel stay. Club 96 was
Club
the week,
96
was
is
All
what I
Stars
remember.
4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the iconic one. No one has ever really created it as well as
No.
this. I wouldn't say this lived up to it.
No.
I mean, let's go through them, I guess.
It's such a chore for you.
This is where this podcast becomes a challenge. It's
Oh,
like, what do we
God.
have to say
Or the next
about
step. I.
hell? Right, so yeah,
Yeah.
Q and Morphine gave us this hell-themed bathroom. I think there were some nice ideas in there, which is like the shattered mirror, I think like looked good. Also, from a production perspective, how much of it did they do?
Yeah, I don't know. And I was trying to work that out as well. I was like, what's the budget? Because not all of them looked like they had the same budget or made use of the same budget.
Because that shattered mirror must have taken ages to make.
Yeah, but did they make that or did they fly her in.
There must have been a prop team in the background as well. Because also we saw their attempt at the flames on the wall, and then like they were, anyway, we're finished that, and they come back, and it looked pretty good in the end.
Yeah, there must have been, there has to be other people helping out, because Drag Race is filmed so quickly as well. So like the next day they had it ready.
I always think the same about like Queer Eye and Bobby's, like we've got a lot to do. It's been a long night. The whole house has been cleared.
The whole house has been gutted, like refitted with like totally different lighting structures, everything. But yeah, the bathrooms did look really good. I'd say it was only one day, and I say, yeah, there must have been a massive production team kind of spinning through. Maybe they were able to sit down with them and kind of map out the design on a blueprint or something.
Maybe.
Which would have been nice to see. Because
yeah, exactly.
They made it out like, we just built this toilet. It's like, did you?
So there was these hand cloak racks.
I like that.
There was, I thought they were good as well. There was spikes on the toilet seat. There were...
So good.
When they dropped the coat. Spikes on the toilet seat. Mm. A toilet roll out of reach.
Brilliant.
A two-person stand. They tied the pit crew up and made people tickle him. There was Lucy the Third and Lucy the Thirder. And I know Lucy's the devil, but I don't know. I thought they could have made a pun on like going for number one, going for number two. Lucy number one, Lucy number two. Or is it a pun on number three, which is a wank?
Is three a wank?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You thought it was a shit and piss command?
I don't know.
Full experience.
Me trying to get that whole... me trying to do gay math. It's like, why didn't... Yeah. How does it get to wank?
I don't know. Fundamentally, like, obviously it's not a good bathroom, but that's kind of what they were going for.
Yeah. I mean...
I thought that was a poor decision.
It was a bit confusing for me because I thought that the whole reason that they were doing this challenge was because they were like talking about the ongoing topic of like toilets being a safe space and like being gatekeeped from certain people and stuff. And they kind of touch on that a little bit. I don't really understand why he would do that, like make it hell when we're trying to, you know. The conversation that's happening at the moment is that, like, you know, anyone can use any bathroom and, like, you know, gender non-conforming bathrooms. And it felt like they were making people not want to use this one, unless that was meant to be the joke. I just didn't really get it. And I think, like RuPaul did say, it was a bit cheap, kind of like an easy concept.
I kind of agree. Even though, like the Shattered Mirror and the Hand Cut Wreck were kind of fun, I don't think it did a great job. I didn't really like what Q was wearing either. I thought... Like, she normally doesn't look that bad, but she looked pretty bad this time.
Yeah. And she was carrying, wasn't she?
Yeah. And at one point, Morphine is like, you know, saying, I actually don't know this. You answer.
Yeah.
Like, she just absolutely dropped the ball.
She just kept going, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. This to me was definitely the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah, let's go. I just want I just need your opinion on Carson Kressley's accent, by the way.
Yeah, so these German duo, Dido and Dodo, or whatever they were called.
For what reason?
For...
Who actually asked?
Yeah, it was bad. It was just awkward and bad. And just be yourselves.
I know.
Why are German architects better than Americans? Or like, it was just... Even be French.
Yeah. Michelle couldn't do the accent. She's bad at all accents. Like, she always pretends to do a British one as well. And I'm like,
yeah.
You've been here. Like, you know, you have first-hand information of how they speak and you can't do it. Crazy.
Well, German's a difficult one to do because you have to do... it. Like, I guess Italian and French are easier to do English in a broken language than in German. Like, a broken German accent is kind of different. Or broken English in a German accent is really difficult, I find.
I think I found like German's pretty easy. It's just like Central European. Like obviously it sounds a little bit like maybe Swedish as well. But yeah, I feel like she kept going in and out of her accent, like her actual accent. I was like, okay, work, I guess.
Yeah, nah, not even. It wasn't good. And I don't know why they were German duo. And it was
never explained. The lore.
No. Give us the lore. The backstory. Were they a couple? Were they siblings? I don't know.
That's you've never explained.
So Dawn and Nymphia gave us a fine art bathroom, which I really liked the idea of them like abbreviating it to fart because Dawn is gassy. I don't know. Didn't really translate to me, but I guess maybe it's a toilet joke.
Yeah.
They were marble sculptures that you had to like rub to turn on the taps. full-length mirrors. There was finger-painting the pit crew. Obviously, each of them had to do something with a member of the pit crew because they all had something like that. Mm. There were these pictures of Amanda and Plasma, which were kind of warped. There was toilet seats that you could rotate into a lover's toilet position. In terms of the actual space, I thought it was much nicer to be in. Like, I thought those, like... And again, they painted that whole wall lime, and then it came out in this, like, really gorgeous, like, botched lime and white colour, which I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I thought it looked most like a bathroom. If I went into it, I'd be like, oh, this feels clean and nice.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, I think, like, obviously... Sometimes, I don't know, it's always depending in Drag Race, like, whether fart humor is going to go down well, because sometimes it lands so well and sometimes it doesn't, and it just depends on what the judges are in the mood for. But I think if you're going to make a fart joke, like, I think if you're redesigning a toilet, it's a great space to do it. And they wanted to make it look like a museum. It did look like that. I thought the tap thing was quite fun. But yeah, it wasn't that memorable for me. I didn't like the color scheme. I thought it was a little bit uninviting, because I was just initially thinking that it was like a toilet in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And I think if I walked in there and it was that bright, I'd panic.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's my favorite color ever,
no,
but I think it did look expensive, or more expensive than the other two.
Okay.
The tacky flames.
Yeah, but I feel like if they're on theme, like, they... I don't know, maybe I'm like a dingy bitch.
Dingy bitch. Dingy bitch.
I liked it.
You liked the flames.
I did like that one.
It was just very Tina Burner.
Oh. She can't claim the red, yellow.
She claimed red, yellow. She has.
That's crazy.
I know, I preferred this. I've heard the execution to it. I wouldn't have chosen that weird green, to be honest. No. But no, I thought it looked like more clean and immaculate and more toilet and better for a bathroom, personally.
Yeah. I think something that annoyed me was, did you feel like Nymphia was kind of talking over Dawn a bit?
Yeah, I think Nymphia just like filled all the quiet space, just kept talking. Dawn barely got a word in edgeways.
It was really, I found it very awkward, and I was just like... Yeah, it was just like Dawn was about to speak and then like Nymphia would fill the silence. Something that probably didn't even need to be added. But it was kind of funny, so she got away with it.
And I don't really think they characterised the room that well. Like, why they were just two art girls? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to put all this meaning onto a stupid challenge, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't do great, but I actually thought I preferred their room.
Yeah. Thematically, I still think the Hell one was better, even though it is simpler. Like, I like the coat rack. It's just really good for me. And the far reach toilet roll and the spikes that obviously didn't work that great. But I think that there was more on.
Yeah, you could see them like peeling off the toilet seat.
Yeah.
After some
you were definitely not meant to sit on them when Carson sat down.
Yeah. Finally, then, was the booty lickers, the speakeasy bathroom or powder room. There was a piano, there was a liquor cabinet, there was a pit crew sort of a pianist going on. There was scat jokes, there was opera singing, there was hooch. I quite like this.
Yeah, this was probably the most realized one. And I think in terms of characterization of the drag queens as well, they knew what they were doing, they knew who they were and how they were going to interact with each other. And they had it's like they spoke before they went in to do it. Like the other two is just like, let's just do what we could do. But yeah, I think this one was really fun. What was your favorite part of this bathroom?
I think like the musical aspect to it, and like the kind of idea of like you're having a shit time, sneak into the bathroom for a drink.
Yeah,
like I thought that was kind of like a fun idea of like the, and I guess it kind of gets the aspect of the challenge, which is like a bathroom should be a safe space.
Yeah.
For you, and this was like what they've created is this like safe space with some nice music. I mean, not safe, I guess, if you're an alcoholic, but like other than that, like you can have a little drink and you can hide away. But it was funny because it, like when the judges were critiquing it, they seemed to be critiquing it more based on like the dynamic between the queens than really the rooms.
Yeah.
And although I do think Plain and Saphira were the best too, I do think Saphira outshined Plain. Like Plain forgot her name, like called her Shakira instead of Sequoia. I think it could be if Plain did it again. If Plain had done it again and called her something else, then I'm like, okay, she's in on the joke.
I thought she did that on purpose. I might need a rewatch of that.
I thought you made a mistake, and then Sophia was like, she can never get my name right.
Oh, well, maybe. Well, they played it off well then.
Yeah, they did play it off well. So I was surprised it was a double win, but this was definitely the right room.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it was most realized concept. It probably tied back mostly to the idea of where it came from. And yeah, I think it was the most realized concept.
From our coverage of All Stars 8 last year, I think it was clear that you are a lot more brutal in this competition than me. Where do you land on Plain Jane sabotaging the wall with some red paint?
I think that was fun. I don't think that was sabotage at all, because at the end of the day, they obviously had fucking people come in overnight. They had a team of people come in and do it. So it never really made, it was never going to make a difference. I think it was a bit of fun. I think, was it Morphine who was like, oh girl, let them two go at it? Or was it, maybe it wasn't her. Who was it who said, let them go at it?
I think it was Morphine. It was Morphine and Q, yeah.
She was like, let them go at it and they'll take each other out. I thought it was fun. I thought it was cute.
I'd be raging if she did that.
Really? I don't think they didn't do any major damage.
No, well, I guess, I mean, with the hindsight of, like, you have a whole team coming in there to paint the wall anyway, don't really mind, but...
If you had to explain...
It's just the lack of respect.
Oh, okay. I love it. I love it. I think it's fun. If there was a red mark on the wall the next day and they had to explain it, then I would be like, okay, that was a bit much.
Mm.
But because it never really affected anything, it was grand.
I'm just like, mind your own shit. You know, you do you, I'll do me. Ooh. And we'll, you know, we'll sort it out at the end.
Let's go out there and fight like real men.
But then I also wasn't for Maya throwing the cape over Morphine either. So I suppose I
was. That was high fucking camp, bitch. That was that got spoiled for me on TikTok. It came up and it was just like, shoo, all of the lights went out. And I think, oh. So dramatic with it as well. And if anything, I think it helped her performance.
Plain Jane finally shows us some vulnerability. You know, she seems to be shook that Sephira could overshadow her and seems to get in her head. And honestly, if Sephira wants to give up drag, let her be a therapist. Like, that bit of advice about, like, write down what's in your head, say it aloud, rip it up over your shoulder. Loved it.
Needed that. I'm writing down.
We all need it.
I'm still making my list. It's quite long. There'll be a lot of tearing.
I'm on to the third page.
Yes.
What did you think of this moment of vulnerability from Plain?
I think it was nice to see, because it's kind of like, and she did say, she's like, I always act like this tough bitch, and you know, everyone has shit going on basically, and everyone gets in their own head. Like, we're not all drag titans or robots. It was nice to see as well, because it's nice to see a human side of her. When she's back...
I don't feel it was human enough for me to warm to her yet.
Oh, wow. I'm obviously easy. One tear, I'm like, get in, girl.
Well, I suppose you're more of a fan maybe than I am, but...
What would do it for you then? What would you need? What else? What should she need to do?
I don't know. I think I would like some justification for why she was so mean to Amanda.
That's fair. I feel like...
I'm like, maybe I'm holding on to a grudge that no one else is holding on to, but that's kind of what I feel like I need to get past it.
I was like, who's Amanda?
Yeah.
I get it.
There was also like a conversation on bathroom politics, which I thought was kind of nice. For them to discuss. I don't know if anything was said that most people didn't know already, but I suppose maybe it wasn't for us, it was for the, I guess, less educated viewer. And then a fun story of Morphine doing a split poo.
Yeah, didn't need that. And it reminded me of Heidi and Closet's Glasgow. So funny. Like, that's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Her admitting to doing a poo in a car park in Glasgow. Unprovoked. By the
unprovoked.
Way,
unprovoked. Apropos
offered
nothing.
Information.
Have you been to Glasgow? Yes, I took a shit in the car park. But Miss Incontinental, which I thought was a great line that came from that.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Okay, we're going to get into the runway after the break. But you were at Lady Camden's documentary premiere recently, were you?
Yes, it was the BFI Flair Festival, and it was the world premiere of Lady Camden's documentary movie called Ladylike. Which explores her kind of coming into her drag persona and dealing with some difficult issues growing up. I got a chance. I did not get a chance to see the film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am also, this is information that I was giving from the brief, and then also I had a trailer. But she's brilliant. She's lovely. She was so great. I got to interview her. She followed me back on Instagram then, and I was so excited.
Nice.
But
Exciting.
I also forgot that I was meant to be interviewing her that day, and I was, of course, hungover. And then the PR agency that I was doing it with, they were like, "Oh, no one's going to be there with you." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to record myself. I have to bring the mics. I have to like come up with the questions." Just watching the trailer, so it was fun. It was fun. It was a good experience, and I met a good few people, and it was great to see the BFI kind of put money towards a queer festival like that. I hadn't heard of it before, so it's back again next year. There's actually one coming later in the year. It's like a queer horror film festival,
Oh, nice.
which I apparently that's happening in August. So I'll keep you in the loop, because that sounds so fun. Like I just love. I think there's like some drag queen movie coming out soon that's called Slay or something.
Is Lady Camden's duck called Ladylike, is it?
Ladylike, yeah.
Hopefully you'll be able to stream online and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard that much of her since season 14, but like, was obviously such a big fan favorite. So it'll be interesting to see it for sure.
Yeah.
There's some recommendations for us to get watching. But now let's have a break and we'll come back and we'll do the runway.
If you don't have sound quality, get the fuck out of here and make sure you listen to City That Pod.
Okay, category was chains. I don't know if I have the official name down, but
Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction. That's it, because I was wondering whether it was going to be a reveal runway, as in like one look caused something else to happen.
Oh.
But it was just chains.
Yeah.
Morphine was up next, or up first, with like a chain skull cap, a Joe Barry sort of inspired kind of boots and chainmail, hip pads and the corset, and obviously the mug is always mugging.
The mug, please. Iconic.
Did you like this?
I love this. I think it was really cool. I think it was a little bit like it gave me like Nicki Minaj Queen. And I just love that. So I was like, it's right. It's gold, it's right, it's shimmering, it's shiny, it's chains. I think it suits her really well. I think her makeup's iconic. I really liked it. Toot for me.
We spent most of BrideCon singing Nicki Minaj songs, so I'm not surprised you know about this.
Am I a fool?
Grand Piano,
Grand Piano, yeah.
The secret gem in the Nicki Minaj catalog. I was actually also thinking during this challenge, why didn't they just decorate a drag con booth? Like, that's actually a practical skill. I think the queens, like, it'd be interesting to see, because they'll actually have to do it in real life when they're forced to go to drag con.
Yeah.
And like, it's a bit of a challenge. It has to stand out amongst all the others and like brand you, blah, blah,
That's
blah.
really clever for a challenge, actually. You should write that to them.
I'll say it to them,
I
yeah.
what next when you're on the L blower with them, just let them
Yeah.
know. But that would be good as well, because then you could like literally like then you don't need to think about it for when you're doing like if you won that challenge, you could just recreate that booth and everyone be like, "Oh my God, it's the booth from the challenge."
And, you know, if you've won the challenge and you're at TriCon, you're like, oh, I want to go see what Q did because she won this challenge.
Yeah.
That's the way. Yeah, if you're listening, have that one please for free, and we'll sort out the payment on the back
yeah
end.
feel free to something.
Yeah, thank you. Q was up next. She had this like these black kind of, I mean, what would you call the material? Was it kind of like a vinyl-y material with the pants, with these like red chains and a crop top with like sort of baggy sleeves and more red chains. I mean, I heard Michelle's critique that like she kind of lost her shape when her arms were down, but I mean, I loved the top, I loved the trousers. Maybe it was slightly too much for both of them together, but I still liked them.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're right. I think she looks like a Mortal Kombat like character or something, and I thought that was really con. And yeah, the chains looked really cool, but I do agree that like when her hands were down. But I'm just looking at the photos that are on the Drags Looks. Are you on the Drags Looks account?
Drags out looks,
Yeah,
yes.
Drags Looks.
Always.
I'm so convinced you're running that account, by the way.
Wait till I do a face reveal.
And yeah, all the photos with her hands out. So she committed to the look. So I don't think that was a really fair critique, because it's like, okay, yeah, it looks different when I'm standing statuesque in front of you at the end of critiques. But when I was walking the runway, bitch, arms were out.
Yeah,
Jesus pose.
exactly. I didn't love the hair.
Yeah, I think the hair could have been a bit more thought out.
It's just a weird shape. I don't
There's
know
like two
what was
different
going
things
on
going on.
there.
There's wet look, and then there's like Is it like frizzy on the side?
A frizzy sides. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's if it was all strange. Wet look, it would have been cool.
Yes, I agree. I agree. But other than that, from the neck down, I mean from the eyebrows down, it was great.
And she made this, obviously, because she makes everything, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So that's really impressive.
So Dawn was up next. Dawn gave us a classic Dawn silhouette with the cutouts around the hip, you know, a corseted waist, 7-inch heels, you know, sort of nymphish mug. But the chains then were kind of around her face and kind of came down hanging low, then down to kind of her waist, and then the garment she was wearing had chains kind of draped all the way kind of down the body as well. I didn't love this for Dawn. I felt we are getting to a point where a lot of looks are kind of similar. Like, I'm kind of thinking of where Bosco kind of always kind of wore a similar sort of shape. I was kind of getting, like, I was like, I feel this is like the Route 1 Bosco silhouette just with a few chains on it. Dawn silhouette with a few chains on it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
Yeah, it was a little uninspired. And I kind of had an inkling that she'd have to lip sync in this because I hadn't watched the episode yet, and I went out to Heaven on Saturday, and they always book the queen that's gone home, and then her photo came up, and it was like, Dawn, like, going to be doing Porn Idol this Thursday, and I was like, oh, okay. Completely spoiled by Heaven, which I've never been to in ages, but anyway, because I knew she was lip-syncing, and I was like, oh, she's going to have a tough time with these chains, like, literally around her face. Like, it's...
I mean, she could have been fully unencumbered and not have won that lip-sync, but anyway.
We will get to that. I think you're right. I think it's a fair critique. I think it is very kind of box standard for her, and then it was just some chains thrown on.
Unfortunately, because I do like most of the other things she's worn so far this season.
Yeah.
The wind is blowing, and Impia is here. She is in a blue corset with like thigh high blue socks and like elbow high blue gloves with pleasers and a chain and some really like ornate silver sort of iron jewelry, high pony, and just, I know, I'm a sucker for a whip.
Yeah, you need to get it into audiobooks. That was such a good description. I'm looking at it here and I'm like, oh yeah that's there too. And the whip.
Yeah, I thought she served this really, really well. She looked great. It's not the most complex look she's ever given us, but, you know, there was, like, they highlighted the small details of, like, the kind of tassels that were kind of slightly different color. They were kind of off blues, and yeah, I think she's great.
Yeah, I like it. I think, again, it looks a bit more like a Mortal Kombat character, which is cool. But the only thing I would say about it is it looks so sickening, but if I was looking at that and I didn't know what the category is, I think I'd struggle to realize that it was chains.
Mm, that's true.
Because it doesn't, yeah, not all of it looks jewelry. Like chains. The jewelry is kind of true. Like, I don't know, like, is that supposed to be a scorpion or is it like some sort of creature on the front? It felt like it wasn't chains, but I don't give a fuck. I love it.
Yeah, I hear you. If the whip had been a chain, maybe.
Yeah, she's got a chain in her hair as a ponytail, actually. And she's got some right
Her
neck.
They're just small details.
Yeah. And they were like,
I mean, you could say the same for Plain Jane, who's up next in this kind of chrome, Barbarella, pop star, you know, body, like boots and like his leg coverings.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, you know, like armlets.
There's no chain.
But then there's some chains between the leg and the arm, but like it's quite a small part of the look.
Yeah. And I think Michelle said it was kind of like, we've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen this from her several times. Yeah, I was kind of bored.
Yeah, I was a little bit bored, and it is really cool. I think if this is the first time I saw something like this from her, I'd be like, oh my god, cunt. But yeah, it does feel like the same stuff again, and it's very Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Rain on Me.
Yeah,
and we've been doing that for a while now.
We've been doing it for a minute.
That's locked in, mama.
Finally, with Safira in her, you know, Lee Bowery inspired latex cow suit with rubber ears, big gold chain around the neck, wherever like the color changes from black to white, that's sort of embellished with golden chain all the way up through the body. There's a long black sort of latex cape, and my favorite part is the fire hydrant handbag.
Brilliant. So clever. I love this.
So good.
I love when interpret it a different way. I love when you take the category, you think, okay, what's normally chained up, like a dog will be chained up, and then go, okay, that's where I'm basing it, and then add in the chain details around the spots is cool, chain around the neck is cool, and then the chain to be the fire hydrant is very clever as well. I think I love when they go out of the box with stuff. Like, I think it's been a while since we've seen that, where it's not just like, okay, this is the category, here it is.
I'd love if that fire hydrant bag was openable, like you could like twist off the top of it and take out your lipstick.
I'm sure you could. I feel like I've seen that on Shein. In my basket.
Was Saphira your top toot?
Yeah, I think so. I think I really like Saphira, and I think Morpheum probably hit the brief the best in terms of actually chains, but I do like when they interpret it a different way, so that's why I like Saphira's one too. And it was con.
Yeah, Morpheum had the most chains, I guess. Yeah. So that kind of works too.
They're counting the chains.
So Saphira and Plain Jane win. Do you agree with this?
And as a Plain Jane fan, I should say yes. But as we said, we didn't really 100% like the looks. I feel like the looks don't count for shit this season.
Yeah, I think Saphira did better in the challenge and Saphira did better in the runway. Yeah. I think Saphira deserved the win on her own.
Yeah, I think it would have been absolute, like, she would have just, it would have been too much to give her that many wins, though, on her own. But yeah, did they pan in on Q? Was it this episode where they show her, like, just, like, salty as fuck again?
Oh, I missed it if she did. Maybe I was taking notes.
Or maybe I'm misremembering, but
I think Q was lucky to be safe, to be honest. Like, I would have said Saphira was the top, then Plain, then Nymphia, and then it was between Q and Dawn who was going to be in the bottom two.
Yeah.
That's how I would have viewed it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So Morpheum is in bottom with Dawn, and I think the best lip sync of the season.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I'd watch that again.
Yeah, I kind of do want to go watch it again. Like, she was just in her element. It feels like she's been performing this every Saturday for brunch, like, twice a day.
Megan Thee Stallion body, right? Yeah. I can't remember which one it was. Yeah, no, it was so good. It was as soon as it started, I was like, oh. Well, I already knew Dawn was going home, obviously. It was spoiled. But, like, I was like, oh, okay. She did actually have a fighting chance. Got it.
Yeah. And all the jokes online, which, like, the moment that Morpheum won the lip sync is when they just press play.
Oh yeah, when they press play or they reveal the song.
Yeah, she's such a really good job. It kind of, like, this is unfair on Dawn, but it kind of reminded me of Denali versus Kimora Hall, like,
yeah,
Crystal Waters song.
Yeah,
where just one person absolutely slayed the other one. She did a really, really good job, and I think that, like, that performance is going to be Morpheum's legacy on the show.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I love that. That was one of the best performances. That's definitely the best lip sync we've seen this season.
I also love Michelle being, she ate that to turn to Ru.
Right after her. And it's like, we haven't even announced a winner yet. That was a bit mean.
Dawn seemed to take elimination well, though. She seemed to take it on the chin and kind of be like, I'm not even sad. I'm just happy I got to show what I showed. I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Did you see her getting this far?
Yeah. I think she was always, like, close to the top.
Yeah.
Like, you know, without a win, I didn't think she was going to get to the top four, but if she wasn't going home this week, she was going home next week, I thought.
Yeah, yeah, she was definitely back at a pack.
But Morpheum has to be going home next week.
That's what I'm thinking, but...
But then it's a makeover challenge, and again, that mug, so...
I know, they're going to do it.
But who would you send home instead, Q?
I do like her for the delusion, but I was really big a Q fan at the beginning. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be ride or die for this bitch. And I just, the whole season, she's just been kind of annoying. With, like, the delusion. And I don't know whether it's delusion. I know you're meant to be confident and stuff, but it's just, like, you didn't win.
I think it's kind of more entitlement.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true, too.
I think she's also, like, I don't know. I think she has got slept on like, the improv challenges and
stuff.
Oh,
she has, too. That's why it's hard.
And she did deserve to win that challenge with the presentation, but, like, there you go. That's life. Who are you rooting for to win?
I honestly don't really know. I think Saphira has it for me, but I still love Plain. And I really, really want Morpheum to make it the top four because I just think that's gaggy.
Yeah.
Imagine one of them going.
So you say Morpheum, Q, lipstick next week, send Q home.
Yes, that's what I want. And then I want somehow for Plain to win. Actually, no, I want somehow for them to reinstate Plasma back into the competition because that's the bitch I was ride or dying for.
Yeah, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, you.
I was kind of, I loved Plasma. Her, but, like, all the stuff she's done since. I know you've talked about it before, but slay.
If we are going for a shock, I'd love to send Plain to Jane home.
That would be crazy. Like, Plain or Nymphia or someone. would be crazy.
Oh no, I couldn't do Nymphia. I could do plain.
Okay.
Just because she's been so mean.
Ah.
But it's not gonna happen.
What's the wins at the moment?
Yeah. I think Saphira and Plain are on 3, and Q and Nymphia are on 2.
Okay. Yeah, so it has to be Morphine. Okay.
And Morphine's on Bagel.
Got it.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Short notice as well because of my calamitous scheduling issues, but I appreciate it.
You are an organized queen, though.
I try my best.
And I'm chaotic, so it works when you're like, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm like, I'll do it.
I'm like, here's a spreadsheet.
I love it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with another guest. Have a lovely week. I'll chat to you then. Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.